Lindos, the jewel of Rhodes. Nestled on the eastern coast of the Greek island of Rhodes, the village of Lindos represents a rich combination of history, culture, and natural beauty. With its sunlit whitewashed homes, pristine beaches, and many landmarks, it is a fascinating mosaic that vividly portrays the ancient to modern evolution of an important place in the history of Rhodes. The village's efforts to preserve its architectural heritage while embracing modernity have created a perfect balance. According to ancient myth, Lindos was founded by the Dorians led by the King Tlepolemus of Rhodes, who arrived in about the 10th century BC. It was one of six Dorian cities in the area known as the Dorian Hexapolis. The eastern location of Rhodes made it a natural meeting place between the Greeks and the Phoenicians, and by the 8th century Lindos was a major trading center. In the 6th century it was ruled by Cleobulus, one of the seven sages of Greece. The importance of Lindos, however, declined after the foundation of the main city of Rhodes on the tip of the island in the late 5th century BC. The cultural importance of Lindos begins in antiquity, as it was a thriving trading hub due to its strategic position along maritime routes. The stories of ancient Greek civilization are embedded in the very stonework of Lindos streets and buildings. The town's Acropolis and the Temple of Athena not only reveal its religious importance but also its role as a center of governance and societal development. This village also stands out for its harmonious blend of Greek and Turkish influences. Following the fall of Constantinople in 1453, Rhodes, including Lindos, came under the control of the Ottoman Empire in 1522. The 400-year Ottoman presence is perceptible in the village's architectural style, from the domes of its mosques to the intricately designed hammams, infusing a Middle Eastern charm into the Greek aesthetics. Modern Lindos, then, represents a unique confluence of Eastern and Western influences. This cultural blending is reflected in the gastronomy as well, where traditional Greek dishes are often accented with Turkish spices and cooking techniques, offering a culinary experience that is both authentic and diverse. The Acropolis of Lindos, a testament to antiquity. At the very top of the village stands the Acropolis, which soars above, in its striking beauty. The Acropolis houses several key landmarks and historical sites that narrate the history of the region. At the heart of it lies the Temple of Athena Lindia, which dates back to the 4th century BC. Built in honor of the goddess Athena, this sacred site was an important religious center during classical antiquity. The Acropolis also reveals layers of history from different epochs. Roman and Byzantine influences are visible in various sections, illustrating the diverse civilizations that have left their mark here. Of particular note are the fortifications built by the Knights of St. John in the medieval period. On the Acropolis of Lindos today, parts of the following buildings may still be seen. The Doric Temple of Athena Lindia, dating from about 300 BC, was built on the site of an earlier temple. The sanctuary was excavated by the Italian archaeologists Maiui and Jacopi in 1910 to 1932, and then by the Danish archaeologists K.F. Kinch and C.H.R. Blinkenberg. Located within is the Table of Offerings and the base of the cult statue of Athena. The temple was dedicated to Athena Lindia, the protector and patron goddess of the town. This sacred site served not only as a place of worship but also as a symbol of Lindos' prosperity and religious significance in the ancient world. Since Rhodes was an important place in the myth of the birth of Athena, and it was said that gold reigned on the island of Rhodes at the time when Athena was born from the head of Zeus, 1. The religious cult which worshipped Athena on Rhodes differed somewhat from the cult in other parts of Greece, as it required the burning of the entrails from the sacrificial animals on the altar, an act which may have been unique for Rhodes. According to the ancient Greek historian Pseudo-Apollodorus, the temple was founded by Danaus, who dedicated a statue to Athena Lindia in his gratitude for her assistance in helping him construct a ship, by which he could help his daughters to escape. In addition, Pindar, the ancient lyric poet, described the legends around the temple in the 5th century BC. The land circled by the sea, Rhodes, where once the great king of the gods, Zeus, showered upon the city snowflakes of gold, in the day when the skilled hand of Hephaestus wrought with his craft the axe, bronze-bladed, whence from the cleft summit of her father's brow Athene sprang aloft, and pealed the broad sky her clarion cry of war. And Uranos, heaven, trembled to hear, and Mother Gaia, earth. The temple itself is an architectural marvel, an example of the Doric style that is emblematic of Greek temple construction. Although much of the original structure has been lost to time, its remains continue to evoke admiration. One can still see portions of the colonnade and the foundation, providing information about design techniques and religious practices of ancient Greece. The actual statue of Athena Lindia has been reconstructed from the votive statuettes as a seated figure of Athena with Apollo's crown. The temple was burned in 342 BC and replaced by a new temple in the late 4th century BC. The fame of the temple is confirmed by the fact that Alexander the Great and many of his successors offered sacrifices there and dedicated weapons after victories. In Hellenistic and Roman times, the temple precinct grew as more buildings were added. In early medieval times, these buildings fell into disuse, and in the 14th century, they were partly overlaid by a large fortress built on the Acropolis by the Knights of St. John to defend the island against the Ottomans. In addition to the temple, visitors who make the climb to the top can see the remnants of a number of ancient and medieval structures. The propylaea of the sanctuary, also dating from the 4th century BC, is a monumental staircase leads to a D-shaped stoa and a wall with five door openings. The Hellenistic stoa with lateral projecting wings, dating from about 200 BC, was 87 meters long and consisted of 42 columns. The relief of a Rhodian trireme, or warship, is cut into the rock at the foot of the steps leading to the Acropolis. On the bow stood a statue of General Hagesander, the work of the sculptor Pythocritos. The relief dates from about 180 BC. The Hellenistic staircase dating from the 2nd century BC leads to the main archaeological area of the Acropolis. The remains of a Roman temple, possibly dedicated to the Emperor Diocletian and dating from about 300 AD. The Acropolis is surrounded by a Hellenistic-style wall. A Roman inscription states that the wall and square towers were repaired at the expense of P. Aelius Hagetor, the priest of Athena in the 2nd century AD. The castle of the Knights of St. John was built some time before 1317 on the foundations of older Byzantine fortifications. The walls and towers follow the natural conformation of the cliff. A pentagonal tower on the south side commanded the harbour, the settlement, and the road from the south of the island. There was a large round tower on the east facing the sea and two more, one round and the other on a corner, on the northeast side of the enceinte. Today one of the towers at the southwest corner and one to the west survive. As Lindos transitioned through the ages, it became a melting pot of different cultures and religious influences. A testament to this is the Church of St. John, which reflects the Byzantine and medieval period's influence on the town. Built during the medieval period by the Knights of St. John, the church is an emblem of faith and resilience. Its positioning on the Acropolis underscores the strategic acumen of its builders, offering panoramic views that captivate every visitor. The structure's design reflects the unique blend of Byzantine and Gothic architectural elements, presenting a visual masterpiece that narrates tales of artistry and devotion. Visitors may want to know more about the history behind St. John and his visits to Lindos. Traditionally believed to be the author of the Gospel of John, the Epistles of John, and the Book of Revelation, his influence on Christian theology and the spread of Christianity is profound. St. John's connection to the Dodecanese, a group of Greek islands that include Rhodes, is well documented. The biblical Book of Revelation was penned by St. John during his exile on the nearby island of Patmos. While there is substantial evidence of St. John's time in Patmos, direct historical documentation of his visit to Lindos or the broader Rhodes area remains elusive. However, the potential visit of St. John to Lindos carries significant religious weight. The visit of a figure as central to Christianity as St. John would further layer the village's spiritual heritage, enhancing its role as a site of religious pilgrimage. The church dedicated to the saint is notable for its beautiful frescoes, depicting biblical scenes and saints, are an excellent representation of Byzantine art. The architecture of the Church of St. John blends with other medieval structures in Lindos, illustrating the town's role as a key strategic and cultural center during the rule of the Knights of St. John. Aside from the Acropolis, Lindos boasts numerous key landmarks and historical sites that offer insights into its rich cultural heritage. The 14th century Church of Panagia with its fresco stands as a spiritual center, poignant with historical fresco paintings that captivate art enthusiasts and historians alike. One cannot talk about Lindos without mentioning the archaeological museum. Housed in a mansion that itself speaks of the architectural prowess of the past, the museum features a collection that spans millennia, from Hellenistic pottery to Byzantine relics. Visitors can also see several captains' houses, which exemplify the 16th century architecture of wealthy seafaring merchants whose ships navigated the extensive trade routes of the Mediterranean. The decorative elements of these buildings, characterized by pebbled courtyards and ornately carved wooden doors, serve as a gateway to understanding the opulence and maritime prowess of ancient Lydian society. Byzantine and medieval transformations. During the Byzantine era, Lindos continued to be an important urban center, and the construction of early Christian basilicas highlights the spread of Christianity in the region. The arrival of the Knights of St. John in the 14th century marked another pivotal chapter in Lindos history. The Knights fortified the town, incorporating elements of medieval military architecture that can still be seen today. These layers of history illustrate the town's longevity and adaptability through diverse cultural influences. As visitors approach Lindos, they are struck by the beauty of the turquoise waters of St. John's Bay. Framed by towering cliffs and lush greenery, the atmosphere is serene. Visitors may lounge on the soft sand or try water sports like snorkeling and diving. The clear waters provide a window to the vibrant marine life residing beneath the surface, offering a visual treat for those keen on underwater exploration. Rhodes' position in the Aegean Sea made it a hub of maritime activity. The bay was not only crucial for military pursuits, but also for trade and navigation as it provided a sheltered rest for merchants and sailors traveling the Mediterranean Sea. The floral and faunal diversity of the waters hints at the rich maritime ecosystem that supported ancient trade routes. Tourists with a keen interest in maritime history can explore how these waters were navigated by ancient civilizations, contributing to Rhodes' reputation as a beacon of trade and culture.